Before we begin, if you're new to the show, can I recommend a starting place? I would go back to episode 8. It's called How Will I Know? And it's about my breakup. And today's episode is part of a two-part series about the Women's March. And for the full setup, you should go back and hear our last episode. It's called Dudes in Bars, and it's number 19. Okay? Here is the show.
What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
The following podcast contains explicit language.
Mario is everything I'm looking for in a man. He's direct and confident, good-looking and smart. He's in his mid-30s with thick, dark hair, lots of gray in his beard, and we've been talking about politics and our jobs, drinking Bloody Marys. And then he asked me out.
I just asked you out. Why did you say no?
When he asked me this, he's staring right in my eyes. I want to give him an honest answer. I look down at the bar, run my hands through my hair, and I tell him about the breakup. How I met someone who became my family, and now he's gone for good. And I live my life wounded, usually on the brink of tears, unconvinced that this feeling can ever go away. Mario nodded, like now he understands.
I get it. You just hate men.
I started to shake my head like, no, of course not. But I stopped myself.
Do you hate men?
It was like I was hearing this question for the first time in my life. And to Mario, I probably just looked like I was spacing off for a second while I thought about it. But inside my head, I had a lifetime of evidence to weigh.
Do you hate men?
There is no way I hate men. I have a dad. I have a brother. I have guy friends. I mean, I have less guy friends than female friends, but there are some guys in there who I love. Plus, I'm sexually attracted to and romantically drawn to men. They're who I date and kiss and fuck and fall in love with. I mean, all of my ex-boyfriends have left me. And some have been particularly cruel to me. There's the guy in college who peed on my bed. There's the famous guy who ghosted me and the ex-boyfriend who cheated on me and got me fired from a job. But we're friends now. Kinda. And, you know, my recent ex, but that was just a situation where I wasted two of my hottest years ever having sex with only him and dreaming about a future together. I can't hate all of men because of him. Most men are awesome, though. They can reach high things on shelves and open jars for me. I just don't like it when their bigger, stronger bodies make me feel unsafe. Like when a guy catcalls you, and then calls you a bitch for ignoring him catcalling you, and follows you for blocks down the street. Or that one guy on the subway who grabbed my ass that time. It was so funny, I didn't know what to do, so I just stood up and went to the other side of the car. Hate that guy. It's too easy to generalize about this stuff. Just because more men work in finance, that doesn't mean I can blame men for nearly crippling our modern economy in 2008. And just because men are the majority of psychopaths and con artists, that more white men commit domestic terrorism than any other group, I can't blame all of men for that. And we all know that at their core, most men are good. Like, let's go back to Adam and Eve, right? The Garden of Eden. Adam gave up a whole rib just to make his partner. Of course, after they both ate the apple, he did tell God that it was all Eve's fault, and that was kind of a jerk move, but, you know, hate's too strong of an emotion for an entire gender. I should save my hate for just the scum of the earth, just the worst people imaginable. Like Donald Trump or Steve Bannon, Osama bin Laden or Hitler. And just because those four names happen to all be guys who have never known what it's like to have a period, that doesn't mean... Fuck! I think I hate men.
Okay, I don't know if we should keep talking about this. I don't want you to get angry or sad or anything.
I still haven't answered his question. To be honest, I'm afraid of saying yes. If I say I hate men, then he'll just write me off as an angry feminist, and I don't want him to think that I have my period right now. There's no way that he could have known this, but a lot of my job that day involved doing interviews for our podcast that left me upset with men. Remember our fleet of ladies? One of the questions on their list to ask was supposed to be easy.
Okay, and this one's not a trick question. It should hopefully be easy, but it is a heady one. Do you consider yourself a feminist?
Do you believe in the equality of women?
Absolutely not. I mean, I'm for women. I respect women. I believe they have the same rights as men. I believe they should get equal pay. They have the same opportunity at jobs. I don't believe in today's society, really, this 2017, that there's a difference between men and women.
Now, I expected this answer from that guy. He's visiting New York from South Carolina. We have very different life experiences. But I didn't expect this answer from my dating pool. I didn't expect it from progressive-seeming guys in tight t-shirts and Warby Parker glasses, guys who read the same articles as me and live in big cities.
Do you consider yourself a feminist?
I just don't like, I don't know. I feel superior about, like, calling my, I think, like, labels are important and, like, have power. I just hesitate to claim them for myself. But, like, I believe in feminism, and I, like...
Do you think feminists don't want you to claim to be a feminist?
I think maybe some don't.
Am I missing something? Was there a memo sent out to all the cute liberal guys telling them that they're not allowed to be a feminist? I asked some of the smartest ladies I work with about this, women who think about feminist issues all the time. How should my dating pool have answered here? Here's Noreen Malone, Hannah Rosen, and June Thomas, all hosts of the XX Gab Fest here at Slate.
In the bar, they should have said, yeah, in kind of a slow way, like thinking through it, thinking through what it means and eventually coming to the yes conclusion, but not like, yes, and let me tell you why my intersectionalism is better than yours.
If they put the question in the guy's face, like he has to say yes. Do you know what I mean? It can't say no, like I hate women or something. Yeah. But so if the question is put to my face, the answer is yes, but I'm not sure about the t-shirt. You know?
Yeah, I see. I feel that the answer is obviously yes. They should all say yes, because if they can't say yes to the question, are you a feminist? There's something wrong with them. They don't have to go onto a daze and give a speech about it. They're just being asked. And what's the matter?
OK, let's put it to the test in Los Angeles.
I don't care if you're transgender fluid, man, male, female. Honestly, I'm not going to hate on you for who you're trying to be. I want everybody to feel good in their own skin.
Plus, this guy had just come from the Women's March. Obviously a feminist.
I don't know if I consider myself anything as far as labels.
Every time I heard this objection to labels, it made me more and more upset with men.
I'm glad they're proud to be a woman. I understand that. I'm proud to be a man. But to have a word for it, like, it's just, I feel like that's a little overboard. Because that takes the equal out of it.
So maybe this is just a branding issue with feminism as a whole. Like, if we could just help them define it, then they'd come to the right answer. Take these guys in Pennsylvania.
Do either of you consider yourselves feminists?
Can you give us a definition of the word feminist?
Yeah, I'm not a good at feminist.
Yeah, I think I would say probably the cultural definition is just equality.
But they didn't buy it. You can hear in his voice that he thinks that the word is loaded.
I still don't really know like what a feminist is. Yeah, that's all I got.
And I hated this guy, who was so measured and well-informed on the issues, but then he felt like women's issues might be holding men back.
Women now are the majority of the college students. And so... it seems like there's a lot of men are falling behind, and that's not something that I think a lot of the institutions see as a problem. They almost see that men falling behind is maybe a triumph for women.
I especially hate him because he said this in front of his daughter.
I'm with my daughter, and she's starting here at the university, and we're having some lunch and talking and...
But more than anyone, I reserve my hate for the guy who lives in my city, who lives right here in Brooklyn, a guy who sounds super progressive, but still associated feminism with anger towards men.
Anger towards men is not the answer. Sexism is just one facet of, like, you know, the bourgeoisie, like, you know, imposing divisions amongst us to keep us separate from one another so that we won't realize that the bourgeoisie is, like, constantly exploiting us. Anger to men is not the answer. Anger to the system is the fucking answer.
I was so angry that these guys thought feminism was about hating men that I was starting to hate men. So I told all this to Mario, that on that day I was feeling abandoned in my feminism by men. But Mario didn't buy it. He thought that this entire project was designed to come to this exact conclusion.
It's curious to me, like, the fact that you're looking for proof of, like, guys saying no to the feminist question, right? And, like, at the end of the day, you'll go back home and you'll be like, yes, I got some assholes on tape, and I'm going to feature them in my podcast, right? And I kind of don't want that for you.
Is he right? Is this whole thing about me looking for reasons to hate men?
There's a difference between taking a post and looking for it.
I'll tell you after a quick break. We're back, and I'm still coming up with a way to answer Mario. He thinks that the reason that we put guys across America on the spot to either identify as a feminist or not was just so I could get some assholes on tape. Assholes who could help me further what he assumes is my hatred of men.
And, like, you're looking, literally, looking for proof that some men are not good. Is this true?
If I wanted proof that men are awful, there's so many other kinds of shows I could be doing. Instead, this one tries to be about dating. I'm looking for your help loving men. Help loving men in a time when misogyny lives in the White House, when my grandma calls to ask me to order her a Nasty Woman t-shirt, when hashtag She Persisted is trending on my Twitter feed. In these times, my mind is at war with my biology. I feel like I spend all my time wanting to have sex with men, but I also spend all my time upset with men for ruining my country. If I'm looking for proof of anything, it's hope, a reason to keep doing this. And in that nationwide survey, on the day of the Women's March, I found my hope in this question.
Do you think that we'll see a female president in our lifetime?
There were 12 women in different cities who did multiple interviews that day, from Chicago to Marfa to Austin to Miami to Baltimore to LA to Montana to West Virginia and Pennsylvania. Cue the patriotic music.
Do you think we'll see a female president in your lifetime?
I hope so. Yeah, I hope so. I thought Hillary was going to win. I voted for Hillary, but she didn't win.
That's a possibility, you know, and, you know, it might be a good thing.
I do believe we will see one day.
I would like to see one just because I'm interested on how that would, like, what would happen and, like, what her political agenda would be. But definitely not Hillary, you know, maybe another feminist.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And plus, you guys outnumber us anyway, so if you just could get that vote together, then I would do it because I think it needs to happen.
I do, actually. And, you know, I actually look forward to that.
I didn't care about her emails. Like, we got some other real issues going on with this guy. Like,
I really hope so. I would have thought we'd be seeing one yesterday.
It's totally possible because I'm under the age of 30. So, and, you know, with, like, medical advances, I can maybe live to 100. So, you know, in the next 70 years, perhaps. Perhaps.
I believe there is a time for everything, and there will be a time.
I do think that within my lifetime, I will see a female president.
Yes. Absolutely. I think we should.
I sure fucking hope so.
I would love that. My daughter would love that. My son would love that. My wife would love that. And I know millions of Americans would love that. And I think that's something that I would hope this country could embrace as well as the rest of the world can embrace.
Hell yes. My sister might be on deck.
I am, but I'm worried it'd be Ivanka Trump.
I wouldn't be surprised if we get our first Latina woman. That would knock out two birds with one stone. First Latina and the first woman. So I think we will. And I pray to God that Michelle Obama runs for office.
Oh my God, I hope she runs.
Yes.
Do you want that?
Yes.
I'd hope so. I thought I'd see one this time. And I didn't see it, so I'm hoping the next time around. Thumbs up.
And I will do everything I can to help that to happen.
Mario pays his tab. He puts on his coat and gets up to go. It's time for me to tell him the truth. I don't hate men. I just didn't want to go on a date with him. And even if I wasn't obsessed with their stubble and hands and backs, I'd still want them around to march with us, to vote for us, and maybe someday to fall in love with again. This show is produced by me with Lindsay Cradwell. Our editor is Hillary Frank. Our artwork changes every week thanks to Teddy Blanks at chips.nyc. The musician Lee Rosifer wrote us a new song this week, my personal Andrea War chant. Thank you, Lee. Our theme music is by Andy Miklas and Casey Holford. We also used a Creative Commons track by Kevin MacLeod and Ryan Little, both available on the Free Music Archive. Special thanks to Neil Obel, Laura Mayer, and Andy Bowers at Panoply. Thank you also to our ladies. All their names are on our website, and three of them have podcasts. So go get Regular Black Radio, Veneers, and Everything is Totally Fine.
You have a really dark podcast.
Yeah, and it's also very weird. You would not believe, once you listen, it's really a weird show.
Okay, if I listen.
Huh?
If I listen. You know, you never know. This, like, darkness.
You're not going to download after this experience?
Are you going to feature all this in the podcast?
Maybe. Not all of this. I edit a lot.
You'll edit, yeah. Okay.